This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of a high-powered task force on examination reforms headed by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. The task force will also consist of former IB director Tapan Deka, former ISRO chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai director V. Kamakoti. Besides, former Education Secretary Anita Karwal and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the task force will focus on strengthening the examination system and, based on its recommendations, necessary steps will be taken at the earliest to ensure the credibility of future examinations. The PM added that the government is also moving towards introducing a new law in Parliament today with stringent provisions to deal with examination-related irregularities.
हम पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा
द गवर्नमेंट विल इंट्रोड्यूस द पब्लिक एग्जामिनेशन प्रिवेंशन ऑफ अनफेयर मीन्स अमेंडमेंट बिल 2026 इन द लोकसभा टुडे The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Union Minister Pralhad Joshi assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post on Saturday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterated that there will be no talks with Pakistan and any dialogue would focus solely on Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, an integral part of India illegally occupied by Pakistan. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas celebrations at Dras in Ladakh yesterday. Delhi government has constituted the Delhi Commission for Women and the Delhi Minorities Commission. Lata Gupta has been named chairperson of the Delhi Commission for Women with Shyam Bala, Malti Verma, Lata Sodhi, Sanrika Sharma Jha and Renu Bhalla appointed as members. Nirmal Jain has been appointed chairperson of the Delhi Minorities Commission with Kuldeep Singh and Mohammad Haroon as members. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta stated that these initiatives aim to enhance the protection of women's rights, support their empowerment, ensure the welfare of minority communities, and safeguard their constitutional rights. A deep depression over the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify monsoon activity in Odisha from today, with the India Meteorological Department issuing red alerts for several districts. As a precautionary measure, the state government has ordered the closure of all government and private schools, higher secondary institutions and Anganwadi centres in Mayurbhanj and Jagatsinghpur districts. Maritime operations have also been suspended and fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. US and Iran have paused attacks for a second straight day, raising hopes of renewed negotiations on an interim ceasefire after nearly 2 weeks of escalating military action. US Ambassador to the UN, Mike Walls, said yesterday, President Trump is giving diplomacy space, noting that Oman, Iran and other negotiators have been engaged in talks at all levels in recent weeks. Walls also dismissed suggestions that the US is running low on interceptor missiles used to defend against Iranian attacks. An Iranian army spokesperson yesterday said that Tehran halted retaliatory attacks in the region in response. Indian weightlifter Meerabai Chanu won the gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram event at the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. The 31-year-old lifter produced a record-breaking performance, lifting 85-kilogram in the snatch to set a CWG record in the category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.